We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Tzadik Hei Amabeis, and we are beginning 11 lines from the top of Daf Tzadik Hei Amabeis. The first word on the line is Atlas Karnasa. Zog to Gemara, Rav Hava Ka'ozu Lebei Rav Chanan Chasne. Rav was going to his son-in-law's house. Rav Chanan his son-in-law. Chozi Mabra the Ka'ozu La'apa. Right when he got to the port, he had to go across the water to get to his son-in-law's house, to his Chasne's house. The minute he got to the ferry came usually on the hour. The minute he got there, the ferry pulled up. Mamash, like, you have to wait a second. Omar, he said, Mabra ka'osi la'api yoymetava legav. He says, if I get the ferry like this, that means it's a simen toiv. It means it's a good day today. Today's a good day. Because mamash, I didn't have to wait a second for this. Rashi says, simen toiv u'la'ivri drachim k'shama b'ariz bal across the me'alel koyim shizimnua. Yomtiv lehem abayis is reason by Yisraelik zonah. It'll be a yomtiv whenever I go tonight to sleep. To be a yomtiv. This is a good sign. Very good simon. So very beautiful. That's what happened. Ozal kama baba. He comes to his son-in-law's house. He comes to the door. Oydik bebizid the dasha. He peeked through the keyhole. Chazi chiyusa l'talia. You saw a big piece of animal hanging there, and they're going to cut it up and serve a rib steak. Taruf abava. He knocked on the door. Nafik osukuliyam la'ape. The entire household came out to greet him. All the people there, all the children, all the cooks, everyone came out to greet him. Osu tafchi, and the tafchi came also. Osu tafchi nami, the butchers came also. Like Alam Rav, so they all were greeting Rav, and Rav was looking somewhere. Rav didn't take his eye off that animal, the dead piece of meat. Loi Alam Rav einimene. Rav did not take his eyes off the behema. Amalahu. So he said to them, if I wouldn't be here looking at the behemoth all the time, you would give Isser to my grandchildren. Because Lamaisa, you didn't take your eyes off it. You didn't take your eyes off it. And Betz, this should be a raya that Basar Shazam Ayin is Asr. The Taisa says, that city was Rav Tavachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach and still he didn't take his eye off the piece of meat. Elamaisi kept his eye on it. At the end of the story, when he served the meat, le'acharav mahu bisra, he didn't want to eat any of the basa. My time, what's the reason? If it's because it was in the salmon eye and haloi ilam, he didn't take his eyes off the meat, so what was the problem? Elo the nachash. The reason why he didn't do that is because he made a simon type, like a nachash is called, there's a issa sloise nachish. You shouldn't say like a good luck charm. It's an issa in the Torah. The Torah says, lois nachash, Rashi gives an example, if I say, oh, a deer crossed the road in front of me, it means a certain sign. So also do that. So here, there was a nichush, so he didn't want to eat from it. Because he said that since the boat came to me right away, I'm gonna have a good day. So he was scared that that's why this nice suda has shaykhas to nichush. So for the Gemara, this is not called a nichush. But Amar Rav, Rav himself says, Kol nachesh she'ina keli ezev Avram, ukiyonusim ben shol, in a nachesh. He says, any simon, it's not like the ezev Avram, ukiyonus ben shol, it's not a nachesh. What's special about those simonim? Those simonim, they umam is soymech on it. The story of Eliezer Eved Avram is, Eliezer says, I don't know who to pick for a wife. He says, you know what? Whoever comes and offers me and my camels water, that will be the person that are going to be for Yitzchak. That's a nachesh. He's mamash said, a clear simon. By Yonus ben Shaul, the story was, he was trying to attack the Plishtim, and he said, that it depends. If the Plishtim say, wait there, I'm going to come to you, then we're going to lose the war. But if they say, you know, you come to us, alu aleinu, then we're going to win the war. So the Yonis says, he made a simon, a nachish. That's called a nachish, Rav said. Oh, but this is not called a nachish, so it can't be the problem over here. Now, Agav, you can ask the kasha, so what's the Yezer and Yonis and Shaul? Well, how do they do that? So Tosis asks the kasha, and Tosis says, let's see, look, for example, Tosis of Yonis ben Shaul. Tosis says, "When Tosis hech nichush, for some of the Lazarus is not Re'im McCain. V'lav alchei have oil. No, he's just trying to make him zeros for his thing. But and Eliezer Eved Avram also, it could be he did that first. Whatever, there's ways to get out of the kasha. But I saw another tarets that both by Eliezer and Yonis Shaul, it wasn't a regular nichush. You know why? Because there I had a pshat to it. Eliezer wanted a bal chesed for Yitzchak. So this wasn't just a simon. It was a riot that the bal chesed. Same thing by Yonis ben Shaul also. That he said that if they're going to come to you to fight, come to us to fight, that's a riot. They're not scared of anything. They're not scared of any ambush. But if they say we should come to them, it means they're scared of an ambush. It means they're a little scared, and therefore it was more than just a siman. It had a little chachma to it. That's why it's not a nachesh there. Could be asked to answer there. But in any case, Rav says nachesh is only a problem. That's what you're shaymich on. Here wasn't shaymich on that. So it's not the real reason why I didn't eat it. So why didn't he eat from the suda? El suda sarashos havayi. It was a suda sarashos. The Rav lemishadim sarashos. He didn't eat from a suda sarashos. What's suda sarashos? Bas tamad chacham la amara et beil oivrim. So I don't know exactly pshat in this gemara because this was his son-in-law Rav Chanan. I don't think Rav Chanan was amaretz. I'm not sure exactly why it was considered suda amaretz. But that's my aura here. But in any case, somehow it was called suda sarashos. Because there were, I guess there were amaratzim over there. I'm not sure exactly why it was called Sudas Harashos, but he didn't want to eat it because it was called a Sudas Harashos. Zot Gemara. Rav, now we're going to a bunch of cases where different amaroim were menachish, used as a simon type. Obviously, it wasn't they used the simon alone, like Rav says, you can't use the simon alone, but they used it as also a good omen. It was a good sign that something good's going to happen. They weren't simon that alone, but that also added to the decision. Rav bought the Gemara. Rav always, his yardstick was, see if it's going to be a good day, it was the ferry. Small body was safra. He always opened up a safer, and whatever the pasuk was, that's the way he knew that that's how the day will be. Rav Yechonon bothered with Yenuka. He used to ask a child to tell him a pasuk. Mar brings a story with Rav Yechonon. Kula Shnei the Rav, all the years of Rav, Rav was in Bavel, and Rav Yechonon was in Eretz Yisrael. Whenever Rav Yechonon sent them a shayla, Vakasa Rav Yechonon, Lekadim Rabbeinu Shabavel, whenever he sent them a shayla, he sent them in front of my Rebbe in Bavel, have a shayla. When Rav died, Rabbi Yechon wrote a letter to Shmuel and wrote, Chavareinu Shabbavel. Omar, so Shmuel said, Lo yedili midi de Rabbi Eno. There's nothing that I know more than Rabbi Yechon that I'm a shtickle Rabbi. You have to write me Chavareinu. So, Kosav Shadalei Eburah Shishan Shani. Next time he wrote him a letter, he wrote him, Bahart, the next 60 years of the Eburah Shana. But he had all the cheshbon, it's next 60 years of the calendar. So he's showing him how much he knows, that he knows a lot. Omar, so Rav Yechon said, Hash the chuzman of Amal Yadah, so he's a good mathematician. That doesn't make him my Rabbi. So Kasa Shalai, next time he sent him a Shaila, he sent him Tlose, Tlesar Gamle, Sveka Trefasa, 13 camels of letters that had in it Sufik Trefas. A lot of Torah. Rasha's Lavdafka. Just means a huge amount of Suffolk Trefus. Oh, so Rav Yechonon really, this is a big stuff already. Oma Istel Rav Bebavel. I have a Rebbe Bebavel. Aizel Achzaya. Let me go see my Rebbe. Oma Leinuka Psek Lepsucha. He asked Leinuka to say a Pasuk. Oma Lei, he read him a Pasuk in Shmuel, Ushmuel Meis, Payispul Kol Yisrael. So, he figured Shmuel died. He's not going to go. Oma Shmami Nar Chavshir Shmuel. But loy, it wasn't really true. Loy shach of Shmuel, like a hechle to Torah Rabbi Yechonon. My said, but it was a simon mishmaim. He shouldn't be tereach and travel all the way to Bavel. It's a huge trip from Eretz to Bavel. That was the sign. Told Shmuel ways, even though Shmuel really did not die. So tomorrow by the time of Shmuel Lozo, amen. Bayis tinuk veishon. When you purchase a house, or you have a child, or you marry someone, at that time is an auspicious time. And right afterwards, if you do a deal and it's good, that means you can have good deals the rest of your life. If it's not a good deal, it's a bad sign. Avapish ain't nachesh, yes, Shimon is a Simon. Om Rav Elazar, who does Chazik Tlos Zimni? It's not enough the first deal after you get married. The first three deals, that's going to set the tone. The Chziv, how do you know you need three times? The Chziv says by Yaakov Avinu, says Yosef Einenu, Yosef's not here anymore, Shimon Einenu, and Shimon's not here. I'm a Semben, Yomim, Yomim Tikachu. And Rashi says, if he would have sent all three, he was saying, if I send all three, then it's a Chazaka, then I'm going to have sorrows all my life. Zotam Ravai, the Bomene Rav Hunu Marab. You old Basta Shus Amanayim is a problem. But Charuzimau, let's just all tie together. You have a bunch of pieces of steak tied together. Is that enough of a simon or not? Omli Alti Yishayta. But Charuzimau raised a simon. Of course that's a simon. Of course that's a simon. Oyev can't do that. Ikid Amri, some say, Ustam a memra. It wasn't a question and answer. Ustam a memra. Omrav Hunav Rav. But Charuzimau raised a simon. If all the meat are tied together, that's a simon. Rav Nachman Menardoi, Ikla Be Gabi Rav Kahana. Rav Nachman Menardoi went to Rav Kahana's house, Lepum Naira, and Lepum Naira, Bal Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, he spent the Yom Kippur by Rav Kahana. Also, Arve, while they were standing there, the Erev came and dropped off the Sudas Erev Yom Kippurim, Shadi Kavdei V'Kalisa, dropped off some liver and some kidneys. Amalei, so Rav Kahana told Rav Nachman, Shekol V'Achal, go, you can eat this. Right now, Erev Yom Kippur, everyone's shechting, it's mostly kosher stuff, so you're allowed to eat it. Maybe you brew from a different town. Zok Rashi, in the next sugya, but in the bottom of the Amid, 2 lines to the bottom, Rashi says, Rav Kahana, HaKachzir, Noam Leshkalacha. Rav Kahana argues on Rav. Rav Kahana argues on Rav. He says, you're not worried about Arvim. Toisvis, the Ramascha Asik, at the end of Toisvis, he says, V'kamon l'shoi Rav Kahana, Kavdi v'kuliso, the Maisu Arvim, v'shodu, m'shum de teira shchicha, ha'asom, v'chom v'koyma shishav, Arvim, everywhere around was full of Yidden. It was like, yeah, Tom's River, Jackson, Howell, all around, there were a lot of Yidden. I don't know if they have that in Lakewood. I'm just saying that that was the idea, that all around was all Jews, all around, and therefore, he was Samech on that. So it's machlek is if Rav Kahana was like Rav or not, very negay la halach. So he said, you can eat it because a teir shcheich tvei. Talking about Vayitim Chiyabah, oven, itva like kakasha. He lost a piece of the rectum that was food for him, the intestines, Bay Doni, by the barrels, and he went to find it, and he found it. But it was Alam and Ayin. Also, Kameh, the Rav Huno, who held like Rav, Amalei Istoch Simone Begavei. Do you have a Simon? Amalei, I don't have a Simon. Is it Tvias Ana Begavei? Do you recognize it? Amalei In. Yes, I do. In case Zil Shkol, you can have it. So this is the biggest side in the Heta of Basus Amayin, that if you have a Simon, then of course you could eat it. Vaita. So he said, you have a Simon, good. Rav Chirina Chazoi, Itvilei Gabo, the Basrif. He lost a piece of meat, the back of the meat, piece of meat. Also, come here, Rav Nachman, Amalei Istoch Simone Begavei. You have a Simon? Amalei Lo. I don't have a Simon. Istoch Tvias Begavei. You have a Tvias Ayin? Amalei In. And Kain, Zil Shkol. Don't go take it, because Simon helps. He lost a spool of tcheles. The tcheles, there's two tcheles, and tcheles that comes to chalazon, and there was also tcheles that made out of blue dye. You always needed a hashkacha on tcheles. Here he lost it. Maybe it's different tcheles. Also, Rav Chisda, I'm like, istoch simon gavay, I'm like, loy, istoch tvias, any bag gavay. Do you recognize it? I'm like, in him kain zil shakol. So go take it. Now Rashi speaks out in this sugya, end of the sugya over here, that we don't pass like a grav when it comes to the Shah Basashim's Ayin, Basashim's Alman Ayin. First of all, he says, all those brises of Nimtza here, Nimtza there, we had Shvarat Terutzim, Oymed V'ra'eu, that's all not like Rav. He says, you're not going to say Mech on something that's a Doichik to answer. Pasuk Pshat and those Mishnayos are not like Rav. And also, he says, Rav Kahana is not like Rav. Therefore, Rashi Shita is, we don't even Paskin like Rav, a Basashim's Alman Ayin. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's not so Pasuk. And so not the boss. We have different terim, but it's not the boss because it's very negated to us. If you leave your meat unattended, it should be a problem. Boss is Shalom and Ayin. So the Shogunar is like this. Boss that nimtza muslach masuk, halakha arrive, the whole parts were parts. And my rev amaychrim avichav maser, my rev amaychrim shal mutter. The chain boss that nimtza viyarichav loyed milakach, and my amaychr a boss is shal mutter za, the entire. That's all the entire. You find this boss, you go to right. That if you have basa that was left unintended, it might be a problem. It could be today, since we don't have animals around, so therefore a lot of paiskim are make, b'chlal, that since we don't have animals around today, therefore it's mutter. For maybe a different day, you go into the sugya, exactly what the halacha is, or listen to your local rabbi. Let's finish the Gemara. Omar Rabba. Merei shahava amina, simona odav tvias eina. I always thought that what's better, let's say it comes to Aveda, simon or tvias ayin. We know that by Aveda, the only one is believed with tvias ayin, which means that he recognizes it, only of Talmud Chacham, who never lies. But if not, the regular person is a simon. So what's better? Simon is better than tviyazayin. Don't want to be aveda b'simana. You give back aveda b'simana on top of amanbeis now. Aman alf now. V'loy ma top of tzadik v'aman alf. V'loy ma dvina tviyazayin. You don't give back these on top of the bottom. But hasha shemil ha'ayin shmaitza. Now that I heard this shmaitza, the guy bossa shamanayin amina tviyazayin adifa, which means tviyazayin just as good. Tviyazayin is good, and it helps for meat. Simon and tviyazayin both help to get the meat back. And I'll bring a raya, Tvias Ayin is very strong. How could a suma ever be mutter with his wife? Maybe it's not his wife, you can't see it. In the middle of the night also, in those days it was very dark, couldn't see anything. How are you mutter with your wife? Ella, but Tvias Ayin is the color. You recognize her voice. You see Tvias Ayin is big stuff. How can I have Tvias Ayin? So here also, but Tvias Ayin is believed. Aye, why by Veda not? So Rashi, you know why? There, someone sees this nice Rolex. Yeah, it's mine. I recognize it. So therefore, people are chemdas mammon, and therefore they're not gonna. They have the big chash lying. So it's bothering me a little bit. the wife also. Turns out the wife is not Shiloh a thing. It's Mustafa, his wife. So the tefillah is saying will help. It's not like you're picking out someone. That's someone else holding his wife now. So therefore, it's not the same type of thing. There's someone else holding this watch. I want to get it. So there, at the moment, I would say tefillah is saying, and therefore, not believe without a simon. Amr Rav Yitzchak braid the Rabbi Shar Shir Teida Dilu Osi Beit Trei Two Edom Kamba Amr Planya the High Simoni Vai Simoni Kotel Nafsha. I bring a raya that Tfiyas Ayin is better than Simonim. Someone walks into Bezdin and he says that I saw a guy. He was wearing a red shirt and blue pants and he killed someone. You're not going to kill this guy. No way. Kotel Nafsha Loi Katinale Dilu Amr Istach Tfiyas Ayin Vai. I saw it was Ruvain Katinale. You kill him because Tfiyas Ayin is better than Simon. Amr Rav Ashi Teida Dilu Amalei Inush Lishluche. Planya, the high simon, high simon. You tell the shliach, you know what? Call me that guy with the red shirt and blue pants. So if he goes, it's not for sure he's going to recognize the guy because he's not sure exactly who it is. It's the simonim are not foolproof. It might be someone else with the same pants. But ilu is a tvias ayin begavah. But if you have tvias ayin, tell me, call me Reuven ki chazile yodle. He knows him. So you see, tvias ayin is definitely better than simonim. When it comes to meat, we're saying it's equal. They both work. Certain things, tvias ayin is even better. For example, for edus. For Eidos or for Shliach, it's much better if you actually recognize the person, it's even better. So the bottom line is that we give back the Basar with Tfiyas Ayin. And we said a few different Heter by Basar, either Tfiyas Ayin or Simon, and so on, or Simonim, or if it has a seal. All those things work for Basar, Shunas Alam and Ayin, according to the Shita of Shukharach that we paskin, that Basar is also, you need those Heterim. We said Rashi holds their own Pasdak Rav. And Lalach Lamaisa, we have to come to a different shir, or maybe tomorrow, we'll see. And we'll start with the Mishnah Mitzvah tomorrow.